The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
What's it like inside Miami? You gonna need to come to Nassau. I want to show you what it's like to junk a new. Bay Street don't shine as bright as you. I sweatin' too. I'd go to Lila, chat a plane can't clear the distance. Bombers ain't never reach, so I get to you. Like people ain't have things to do. This is a mess. Oh, I could get to you. I might borrow jet ski too. Oh, I might swim to you. I'd light out Angadu.
I'd go to Lila, I'd try to call, but I ain't got minutes. My data turned off yesterday, and I ain't got Wi-Fi. I don't know what I could do. Just come to Nassau, I'm telling you, I'll catch this number two. I'd go to Lila, it's been some time since I talked to you. You say you try to FaceTime me, I think you keep forgetting I ain't on no blue. Them calls ain't gonna never come true. I think I screwed. How I could get to Miami. 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 Miami seems pretty far, don't got no plane, no train, no car. Slim to you, I think that's the only way. And if I don't, I'll drown by the bar. Nobody told you live so far. I wish you was right here on East Bay. Delilah, I can't come to you, and I'd be a conk to promise you. Bahamas ain't gonna make it down this way. Not today.
I'd go to San PMH, gonna need you badly, but I think I hurt and I gonna need you more. I never hurt like this before. Miami fire on the floor. I'd go to Lila, you know slow, you know slow.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Oh, I can get to you. How did it go to Lila? Now, this song is a special project, not intended for distribution necessarily, but that's Blair and Casper, two of the most talented young people making music in the Bahamas right now. That song is a cover of a popular American song that was covered by many artists, including Drake. And I play that song, first of all, because the young people deserve to fall in love too. The young people deserve to fall in love too. Secondly, that's just such authentic storytelling. I lived that second verse, Casper. Can't talk to anybody reliably because of a lack of consistent communication services. Like the distance. If I could only get to Miami, right? And for some of us, that's the easiest thing to do in the world. And for others, they can't even figure out how to get to Nassau from the family island. Anyway, today is a musical show. I've got my guest in studio for the musical Archipelago series, Professor Krista Francis Walks. Good morning, ma'am. How are you?
I'm great.
Good, good. Now, oh, you need a mic. Grab the mic. Put it right to you. I'm sorry. So we're going to continue our conversation this morning, delving into the musical Archipelago, a three-volume history on Bahamian music and its impact on the world, its influence, right, on music globally. Now, I love these music shows, and I love talking what's in the news. Today, I'm hoping that I could combine the two very briefly, because I got two stories and I got two songs, right? And I won't play them. Producer, play the song by George Simonette for me, please. Good morning, Professor. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good. I'm great.
Good back.
Thank you.
Now, I know I didn't quite tell you what I wanted to talk about this morning.
Right.
But you can tell me what you want to talk about this morning or what you want us to know about the series as we delve into it. I wanted to talk about, and I want to ask my audience who they think and who you think are the most popular or influential Bahamian performers, the most influential songs or performances globally, you know, on the broader world, maybe most prolific or popular Bahamian artists, not necessarily their impact or influence on the world, but their impact and influence on the Bahamas.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to sort of delve into that. But while I was making my playlist last night, I was thinking, man, I'm grabbing a variety of songs. A lot of them are covers because I want to talk about covers as a Bahamian genre.
Yes.
And if I could put that point on the table, if I could say, hey, I think that we need to include officially in the list of Bahamian genres, this covers, right? Mm-hmm. But producer, play that song by George Simonette, and let me tell the people what I was thinking last night when I was supposed to be sleeping. We could be there in a second again.
Yeah,
oh, here we go.
All right, let me do it again.
Yeah. George Simonette? Oh, we're coming right now. Sorry, I put together a bit of an extensive playlist. Today we're going to have songs by George Simonette. No, no, not that one, but that's cool. We can play that one too. No, we can play that one too. Professor, this one, man smart, but woman smarter.
Yes.
This, I don't want to call it rhetoric, right?
Mm-hmm.
But this theme is continues to be raised in contemporary talk as women advocates, as we agitate, as we lobby for, as we work towards a more equitable society for men and women, we get this sort of constant refrain coming back, but women doing better than men. What's the problem? Women doing better than men.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was interesting that this is the 50s, right?
Yes.
50s, these boys were saying the same thing. Woman smarter than man.
Mm-hmm.
But does that necessarily translate
into real life?
Into women
having
an equitable quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
Women feeling safe as men feel in their own country.
Yes.
So that's the sort of conversation that's exciting for me when I pick up the book. Now, this is a song by George Simonette I wanted. This song is...
With enjoyment, she likes to have lots of fun. And sometimes she goes on a spree. Now she left me behind with eight babies to mind. And the house in good order to keep. Why she went a sporting and having a fine time, I had to rock those eight babies to sleep. Singing I, oh me.
Professor, I have a speculation. I don't even call it a suspicion, right? I have a speculation in my heart that this song, Eight Babies, is more than just a little cute melodic ditty, right? From the city. I feel like this is a song talking to us about the economic situation
in the country at that, time. And so when I saw the song on the playlist, and I remembered this headline in yesterday's paper, Mothers Prostituting Girls to Get Bills Paid, LaRota says. We're not getting into the story. But I thought, because every time I think about the song, Eight Babies, Simonette, George Simonette at home, minding the house, minding the babies, his wife, every time she go to town, like she come back with a new baby.
Yeah.
And but it made me think, like, at that period of time, what employment was available to men and women? And what would some women be doing to generate an income to support a family when the men were not necessarily able to generate?
Yes, and it goes right back to what is essentially prostitution from a domestic standpoint.
Yes.
You know, after the war, times were very hard, and a lot of women found themselves doing that.
Yes.
And it was often reflected in the music.
Yes.
And that's what I love about music, because it ties so well into the social reality of the time. It's not separate from, it actually documents.
Yes.
Almost like a historical text. The music will give you the history of what's happening at that time.
Right. And so, like, I'm sure people don't think about it when they hear the song.
Yeah.
You know, we don't hear it often enough now.
Right.
But think about how, like, I think about how relevant it is in this time.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so I thought, okay, this is a good song to play, because maybe if we think about what it was like back then we could get a sense of what the people in this dynamic are experiencing.
Right.
Why it's happening and how it's happening.
Yes.
Yeah. And so I didn't want to delve into the meat of it, although this is an important story. I will be getting into it soon.
Mm-hmm.
I want to talk about it along with a number of other stories.
Yes.
But I have some songs like that really, they're melodic, and we think of them as sort of touristy, gumbe songs. But when you get into the lyrics,
there's a deeper meaning there.
Absolutely.
Yeah. They're documented in the series. I have a number of songs about this archetypal figure called the Bahama Mama.
Uh-huh.
And there's also a song there talking about how she is a woman who is not easy to hold on to. You can't domesticate her and make her sit at home and, you know, sort of perform this domestic role. She is a woman who has her own ways and means, and she's going to go out there and she's going to do what she has to do, and she's going to survive. And, you know, love may be a part of her life. It may not be a part of her life. But at the end of the day, she's sort of this independent woman who has to make it.
Right, and she has to make it happen whether there's love there or not.
Yes.
And she's learned to make it happen.
She's learned to do that.
Whether there's love there or not. And when you said that, like, I thought of Big Fight in Baytown.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody knocked Mary down.
Yeah.
And, right, like, everybody know Mary got a line and don't cross it.
She don't take no lass, as the song said.
Right, okay, so I got a text here. I can read it right now. Producer, I think there's something going up on with the phone line. Oh, there. We can get it sorted in a second. Wow, Erin, you have a legend in studio. This is Dr. Leo Roll, and Dr. Walks is indeed one of the best at UB. But he's saying is at COB, because he's saying you taught him many moons ago, I guess, while he was at COB,
okay,
and inspired his love for the literary
art. Oh, yes, Leo.
Hats off to you, Dr. Walks, forever proud of you.
Oh.
Callers, we're going to get the phone line sorted in a second, because I want you all to call in. Again, I got some questions on the table. And let's start with this one. Most popular or influential Bahamian artist performer on the global stage. So we start with Bert Williams, right?
Mm-hmm.
We'll start with Bert Williams.
Yeah, let's start there.
Both comedian and actor.
Right.
I mean, comedian and singer.
Singer. Theatrical performer.
Yes.
Yeah.
Worked with George Wallace,
yeah,
noted as the most popular comedy team comedian at the time in the world. And then I move into some other names. Now, my list is not exhaustive. That's why I wanted the phone line, because I know people can call in and say, but Erin, use a cheering on this one. You don't know the real answers, right? Like, I can tell you why I don't know the real answers. Because I don't know offhand the names, all of the members of the Cooling Waters.
Yeah.
You see what I'm saying? So
yeah.
I'm not the expert.
Yeah.
But here are some names I put on the list.
Okay.
Count Basie.
Mm-hmm.
Especially since Count Basie was sort of appointed a global ambassador.
Yes.
And he took Bahamian music throughout the world.
Yes. Yeah. And he's one of a jazz legend, by the way, for those who don't know his name. But he recorded an album here, Jazz Favorites. And then he is one of those artists that fell so in love with the Bahamas that they didn't stop at making their music here. They had to, like, actually come and live here and be a part of this
culture. He's Bahamian?
He's not Bahamian. But he spent his latter days in Freeport.
Okay.
Built a home there. And if I'm not mistaken, died there.
Okay.
But
he decided the Bahamas was his home.
Yes. And there are several artists who did that.
Because when they were making music, the nation-state construct was different.
Yeah.
What it meant to belong in the Bahamas was different.
There was more fluidity.
Yeah.
Even the problem that we have today with, immigrants and the negative talk about that. At that time, artists were coming from Haiti. They were coming from other parts of the Caribbean. There were Trinidad artists. There was one policeman from Trinidad who came here, and they just sort of blended into the local music scene, and nobody had a problem with it to say, well, you're not Bahamian and you can't participate with us. Everybody just blended in with each other and worked together.
All right. Now, one of my favorite Gombe artists is Charlie Adamson.
Yeah.
He's just witty, hilarious, clever, quick, but I don't know if he's notable. Like, I don't know if he gets the play he should get.
He does not. He doesn't.
Producer, I want you to play the song on... Okay, I want you to go to that link called Fresh Paint. It's a mix. And then, you know that, Professor?
Yeah, Fresh Paint was...
Fred Ferguson.
Fred Ferguson.
I was last night years old when I discovered this project.
Uh-huh.
It's a playlist. I want you to find Bangalay if you could. Project is Fresh Paint. It's an album. It's a twist on your Bahamian favorites by Fred Ferguson and Graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
This is Bangalay by Charlie Adamson, reperformed by Fred Ferguson. Oh, well, no. Yeah, this is Bangalay. Thank you, producer.
Yeah, Fred's take on it is an instrumental, primarily. Yeah. But in that song, Adamson, who is a native of Cat Island, by the way, talks about this unfaithful Bangalee. You know, so he's frustrated with her.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, you know, Bangalee, show me emotion. At one point, he's entranced by it, and then afterwards, he says, Bangalee, jump in the ocean.
You guys mad at you? Come around me.
Yeah, exactly.
I just want you all to know, I had a man tell me that. I understand. Like, I like you, miss, but you is frustrated. That's the guy from Freeport.
Mm-hmm.
Say, Stanford. This time, I know he love Freeport gals.
Yeah.
That's like vocab. We say he don't know what's wrong with the Lutra woman.
Yeah.
This time, I know vocab. Love.
So there's that love-hate dynamic in the song. And there are lots of songs, like you alluded earlier to Bain Town Woman. There are lots of songs about Bahamian women.
Mm-hmm.
And
I will stick with Charlie Adamson just for a second because he had, whatever his feelings were about women, he put them in the song.
Mm-hmm.
The boy say, Emily, you're eating too much for me. And he just very sweetly trying to tell his wife, you overextending our budget.
Mm-hmm.
This we ain't gonna make it.
Yes.
Then he have one, he say you only gonna marry old women. He only wanna marry old women. He ain't got no time for nothing. And then Bangalee jump in the ocean.
Yeah.
But I think for me, as much as George Simonette is influential on Bahamian music and the globe, Charlie Adamson holds a spot there as well.
Yeah, but again, you know, not a lot is said about him nowadays, which is unfortunate.
All right. On the list, I've got Tony McKay, of course.
Yes.
George Simonette, of course.
Mm-hmm.
Eloise Lewis.
Yes.
Without a doubt. Mm-hmm. I mean, I found so many covers of Coconut Woman.
Yeah.
Now, is Coconut Woman her original, or did she make it popular?
She made it popular.
Okay.
Yeah, but there was some song. And she, she was one of those who was at the beginning of it, because at that time there were mostly men, you know, male performers who were popular at that time. But she just came in there and created her own space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, she demanded her space.
And you could hear
it. She actually had a group where she was the lead and the males were the backup.
Right, Eloise and her trio.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's wonderful.
That was so cool.
Coconut water, gin and coconut, a number.
Now, gin and coconut water is a cover.
Yeah.
But it's been Bahamianized to the point where people think, well, that's a Bahamian song. No, yeah. No.
And see, this is why I think covers needs to be its own genre or officially categorized for Bahamian music. Okay, some more names on the list. Tony Seymour.
Mm-hmm. Pretty Blue Eyes.
Yeah. I mean, I know he's not a one-hit wonder. That's not what we're saying. Mm-hmm. But that's a cover too, right?
That, I believe, is his own song.
Okay, all right.
From what I've been able to discover.
That's a classic, man.
Yeah.
So I put Tony Seymour on the list, but people may tell me, no, not that he shouldn't be on our list, but he may not make it to the top 10 of the list, right?
Okay.
I got Wendell Stewart.
Yes.
Producer, play the song by Wendell Stewart, Coming Home. When I listened to this song, and as soon as I heard it, I knew it. Also, we're having a little issue with the phone lines, but the text line is definitely open, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. 422-4796. We're going to play this song coming up right now. I have a whole bunch of covers on the list as well. I couldn't help it. Ronnie. Mm. I think Ronnie Butler may be... I was always saying Ronnie Butler is the king of covers. He covered Bahamian songs, he covered foreign songs, and I feel like he made each song better, right, than the original. Here we go. This is Echoes of My Mind by Ronnie Butler. Okay. Let's go to the phone line. No problem. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Miss Green. How you doing?
I'm good, thank you. How you doing?
Wait a boy, only one problem I have with Ronnie Butler song, Age Ain't Nothing But a Number.
Why, right?
He lied with that one. The boy falling down at 18 is very different than falling down at 47.
You're absolutely right.
So Ronnie was incorrect with that one. Age ain't just a number. Age is age.
True. True, true.
All right, mom.
All right, thank you. Thank you very much. I have a question that I have to ask. I'm not sure if you know the answer.
Mm-hmm.
Who put the pepper in the Vaseline?
I believe that's Ronnie's original song.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Because a lot of these songs are actual stories.
Yeah.
Like, Can't Find Jerry Roke in Town.
Mm-hmm.
That's an actual story.
That's an actual story.
That little piece at the beginning of Burma Road, Don't Mind Livingston, the actual story.
Did you see Uncle Lou? That's an actual story. There's a man who fell in a well in an island settlement, and a song was created about that.
That's a real... I was today years old. Okay. Right?
Yeah.
Or we can get back to that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to know who put the pepper in the Vaseline and why. And I feel like if you're going to be in the Senate,
mm-hmm.
you need to know these things.
Yeah.
Right? Like, these are things you need to... Okay, producer, let's take that next caller, and then we're going to get through our list. Good morning, caller.
Hey, morning, Ms. Green. Yeah.
Morning.
Who put the pepper in the Vaseline with Oscar, real story?
Well,
it's a song. It's a narrative.
What I'm saying is, to me,
Please, Lord, please don't tell me that's a real story.
It feels
that
like...
That can't be a real story.
Okay, but let me tell you why. Let me tell you why I feel like it's a real story, right? The...
Why would you even put the pep in the vaseline?
But first of all, don't mind that part. Let me tell you this part.
No. You can't.
In 1992-93, the Domestic Violence and Sexual Offenses Act was passed, right? In that they decriminalized buggery, criminalized lesbian engagement. One of the rationales for this is that with the with tourism and financial services and the large number of expatriates in the country, right, they found that people were actually peeping into people's windows, putting their ears to hotel doors to figure out what people was getting up to with the intent of furthering a prosecution, right, for buggery. And that's maybe a part of why they changed the law, right, the reasoning behind it. If this song came out around that time, right, mm-hmm. then it feels to me like somebody was trying to catch two sissies in a thing, mm-hmm. and they put the pep in the Vaseline. And I need to know if this is a real story or not. That's why.
Well, Ms. Green, the lane just as bad as hot grits.
I'm telling you, it's an act of violence, right? That you're right. It is an act of violence. That's what it is.
I wish we could just not make that song, to be quite honest with you.
Yeah, I feel you. But tell me why.
That voice in R. Kelly.
You think so?
Careful and Vaseline.
Okay, but when you say it's worse than R. Kelly, because what I'm thinking about is R. Kelly was a man that apparently was engaged in these illegal sexual acts, engaged in sexual intercourse with minors in the recording booth. While he was recording the songs, that is not the same as writing a song about who put the pepper in the Vaseline. But what I wanted to ask you was, what was the sentiment at the time that the song came out? Because what I'm feeling from you is like authentic and not necessarily you just cracking joke. People, when the song came out, people knew who the song was about.
Who the song was about? You know that individual?
I-12. I don't know. I-12. And unfortunately, Ronnie ain't here for me to ask him. You see?
Boy, yeah. All right, then.
Yeah, man. But, like, I'm not going to take a sort of response, these people are just homophobic. That's not what that is. So that affirms for me that this song may be connected to a real story that people knew and were affected by, or may not remember the story, but remember the feeling that they had when they first heard mm-hmm. the song.
Yeah, and for me, it's a very important song in terms of the overall history of Bahamian music, because as far as I know, it is the only one that actually addresses any sentiment about mm-hmm. homosexuality.
There's another one, also performed by Ronnie Butler.
Okay.
I'll Try Anything Once.
Mm.
There's an interesting couple lines in there. And on a later show, I'm going to interrogate that a little more deeply.
Okay.
The music, just the music.
Yeah.
A producer, any more callers? All right, Professor, this list. You know Jerry DeVoe?
Jerry DeVoe.
Okay, so...
Yes, Jerry DeVoe.
He was signed with Sony Records. He was one of only three artists at the time to get their own recording studio. Prince was one of the other.
Yeah.
One of the other three. He's huge in Asia, Japan, mm-hmm. and in Europe.
Yes.
He did a lot of work with Angie Stone.
Yes, he did. Mentioning Asia, that's where I actually had to get a copy of his CD from China. I couldn't get it in the U.S. at all.
Yeah. I have a copy. Thank you, Aunt Audrey. I got a copy in my CD, mm-hmm. Deck at home.
Yeah.
Producer, you let me know when another call comes in. Hey, Aaron. He conveys. He died on the 26th of April, 1984, in Hollywood, Florida, at the age of 79. He was born on 21st of August, 1904. Is that Count Basie you're talking about?
I think they're talking about Count Basie, yeah.
All right, thank you. Texter, here's another text. It says, the song by Blair and Drake, that's by Blair and Casper, covered by Drake also covered it. Young Bahamian Music Artist was a great selection. As a Bahamian lover of good music, I enjoyed the music selection. Texter goes on to say, George Simonette and Ronnie Butler and Eddie Minnis, they put them three in the top first place in their respective categories.
Like Eddie Minnis is very, very prolific in terms of his musical output, very much
first place in the, and from the mayor of Grand Bahama. So I would put Eddie Minnis, KB.
So we're talking about in this time period or across across the spectrum, because that's different.
Right. I will be make that distinction while we're talking.
Because Blind Blake had a huge output.
And so, question, can we make a comparison across generations, or is it best to sort of assess them within their generation?
I think it's better to do them as contemporaries.
Right, because I don't want to miss KB off the list.
Right, right.
You know, I think...
So in this time, definitely, he's...
KB.
Well,
And he started with Eddie... Well, he when he started, Eddie Minnis was rolling. Ronnie was rolling.
Yes.
But he has continued to just create work after work and such a wide catalog. He's got political and socially influential songs, social responsibility.
Yes.
He got songs about love and relationship. He got songs about every aspect of the culture.
Everything. And they're original songs.
Okay, let's... Fast forward to this generation right now. I got three names I put on the list right now.
Okay.
Bahamian Trey.
Okay.
I tell you why. Now, not both global and local influence. Here's the local influence. I saw the most beautiful video of like preschoolers or first graders doing a like maybe end of year pageant, end of year school performance.
Yeah.
And they were performing a voice of Muggle Like Me. Right? Like, and so here's what happened to Bahamian Trey. Bahamian Trey had made Muggle Like Me years ago. Right? And then U.S. said, hey, we thinking about banning TikTok. In preparation for that, Universal Music Group pulled all of their music catalog from TikTok. So content creators had a lack, the access to music that they had to make their content was gone. And guess who was ready? Bahamian Trey was ready. Bahamian Trey had two songs that were on the airwaves, Muggle Like Me and a song called Abaco. We don't play Abaco around your children, not quite yet. But it's a banger. It's a banger. It's a hot, hot song. The people in the Caribbean found them, and he went viral. Now, they found him because the verse that they found was light-skinned, and what I found is that mixed race populations in Guyana, in Suriname, in Trinidad, all over the Caribbean, picked up the song as their own personal anthem.
Yeah.
And so he was, you know, when they say luck is preparation meeting opportunity, the boy was prepared and he went viral. So both locally and globally in this moment, Bahamian Trey had an amazing impact.
Okay.
You know, an influence on the Caribbean. And it went to the States as well. It went global for real. I want to put MDs on the list.
Okay.
He's older than Bahamian Trey.
Yeah.
He's passed posthumously.
Yes. Right.
But I think MD's bridging of the Bahamas and Jamaica, of Bahamian and
Jamaican heritage. Yeah.
And reggae culture and Bahamian culture is influential on Bahamian artists and on the region, definitely. And then there's a young producer named Benji, who is Bahamian and I think Trinidadian or maybe St. Lucian, producer, and he's producing bangers across the Caribbean, not just Bahamian music, or for Bahamians, but across the Caribbean.
Do you have Julian Believe on your list?
I can put him on the list right now. Tell me why I need to put Julian Believe on my list.
He performed internationally at, was it the Miss Universe that was held in China?
Okay.
They sought him out.
Okay.
And brought him over.
Okay.
Yeah. And he recorded a little documentary about the whole experience.
Okay.
And then he has performed with a number of popular Trinidadian artists like Bungie Garland and so forth. So I would call that global and local influence.
Julian, you are on the list. We believe in you, Julian. We believe in you. Okay, Julian's on the list. Can I claim Lenny Kravitz?
You can claim Lenny Kravitz. I've claimed him.
Okay, we're putting Lenny Kravitz on the list. Ronnie Butler. Mm-hmm. Tony McKay.
Tony McKay, yes.
Can't end the list without Tony McKay. He's not at the bottom.
No, and a lot of people don't know, Tony McKay spent some time in the mid-60s in Jamaica, influencing their tradition over there. He performed with a troupe called the Clancy Eccles Group. There's a very obscure CD out, but he's featured on there, and on that CD, he's talking about a Jamaican woman, mm-hmm. right? So he's blending into that cultural scene at that moment in time, before coming back to the Bahamas to really make the nationalistic music. But he did spend some time in Jamaica influencing mm-hmm. music over there as well.
Now, I have a name. I didn't type it on my list, but I writing it on my list. Okay. Josiah. I want to say Kinlock.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Josiah played, and he passed away, unfortunately, too soon, several years ago, about 2.5, 3 years ago, I think Josiah passed away. Mm-hmm. First of all, Josiah played with the Wheelers.
Mm-hmm.
Josiah played with the Wheelers.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, that's, he's a legend.
Yeah.
But then Josiah, he moved to Cuba. And he was sort of based between Cuba and Germany.
Mm.
And he had a music production company, and he had fashion production, cultural production company.
Yeah.
Josiah said that as a foreign artist, he is maybe has won the most Cuban Grammys ever.
Oh.
I mean, he was huge, and he did, he choreographed huge performances for the Cuban, essentially the Cuban Grammys. Josiah, I think, needs to be
on that list.
On that list.
Yeah.
All right. I have a text here that says, Jacquior, the reggae artist.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I am not super, super familiar with Jacquior's work. However, I know about Jacquior for a long, long time. The question texter is his influence globally.
Right.
Definitely big influence locally, without a doubt. All right. Now, most popular or influential Bahamian songs, unless you have more people you want to reference.
There's on one this. More, George Moxie.
Yep. Okay.
He was also, that's the father of Edmund Moxie.
Right.
Who, is a great rake and scrape musician in his own right. But George Moxie was really big on the Jamaican scene.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
A lot of people who would go as far as to say he was the father of dance music, more like piano style, though.
Okay.
Not in the sense that we know it today, like, but he was a genius on the piano.
All right, so sort of taking that concert orchestral style, but turning it into
exactly.
dance music. Okay.
He was instrumental in doing that.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, my list ain't finished yet, because I can get pinched when I leave the studio. Freddie Money Sr.
Yes.
Without a doubt.
Without a doubt.
Yeah, Freddie Money Sr. He definitely is on the list, people. I ain't writing it in pen.
Yes.
And then Raphael and Freddie Jr.
Yes, have followed
in his footsteps. And I think in the same vein, right?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, they are not their daddy.
Right.
But they continued the legacy.
Absolutely.
Right? And in terms of the global impact.
Mm-hmm.
Creating a space where global artists want to come here.
Yes.
And
yes,
perform.
Yes.
I want you all to know the 50s, 60s, and 70s had to have been the livest time in the Commonwealth of the Bahamas. Don't let y'all Grammy them, tell y'all any false stories about how they never went anywhere and they was always in bed by 9 and saying their prayers. This was a party town.
Yes.
I got a text here that says, I ain't saying that. We ain't. Julian on the list, man. The text was questioning whether we putting Julian on the list. But see, this is the thing. Global impact.
Mm-hmm.
Understanding global impact versus local influence.
Mm-hmm.
I get a text that says, an excellent talk show today about Bahamian music. This is why our music is a part of the best music around the globe, and many tourists come to the Bahamas for the experience, from the mayor of Grand Bahama, Selah.
Yeah.
And that's why I think covers needs to be its own category.
Mm-hmm. High Flying Bird is one of my favorite covers. Gary Davis and the vendors.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the video, if you're looking for the video, it's like he in a, you know, when you go to Podeski and you see the video, it's like he's singing the pictures of him in a shack. That's how you know you got the right video.
Mm-hmm.
High flying
bird.
Bird.
Yeah.
Producer, play the song by Duke Hannah, Chinese Turin. Now, Miss Professor.
Yes.
When I play the song, I'd like to add a disclaimer.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Here's the disclaimer. I don't know what these people was into back then, you know. But this one song called Chinese Children by Duke Hannah. We could play it a little bit.
Since I'm young, I'm living with woman. All I can get from them is false children. Some with blue eyes and some like Chinese. Any kind of child my girl make, it fits me. But I am waiting on her patiently. It's about 10 months the girl ain't kissed me. And the bold-faced woman does tell me that any kind of child that born in my house, I'm the father. That's why I shame her, doesn't tell nobody when.
Chinese children calling me daddy.
Right. Now let me tell you why I play this song. Because it was blue-eyed children in the house too, you know. It's blue-eyed children in the house too. Why you single out the Chinese children, Dukana? I mean, I know Dukana has passed away.
That's also a cover, that song.
What?
Yeah. That's a cover.
Okay.
By a Trinidadian artist. I can't remember his name right now.
Okay, that's important to know.
Yeah.
So it's a cover.
It's a cover.
Right, so because we know that the Trinidad, maybe more so than the Bahamas, Chinese, Indian people who had been indentured servants or had come through some sort of colonial.
And it does mention Indian in there, right, in the listing.
I think so.
So, yeah. So, but it's interesting that he, because there's choice in songs that you choose to cover. So, obviously, he felt that people would be able to relate to that in some way.
Yes.
Yeah.
And so, the reason I wanted to play that song, right, is because I always feel a way when he say ugly Chinese children, I feel a way because the little blue eyed children could have been ugly.
Mm-hmm.
The little Indian children could have been ugly too. In fact, I do kind of use my cousin, but you could produce ugly children. It's not out of the realm of possibility, right? And so I realized the reason I wanted to play it today is because a listener messaged me sort of privately and said, hey, you ain't gonna talk about this video we saw with the Chinese man with the, who I presume was a businessman with the weapon and the fiasco outside. And I said to the audience member, if I'm going to talk about it, I need a bit more information before I delve into it on the show, right? I want to see the story in the paper. And I had a show planned for today, so I couldn't necessarily delve into it today. But I feel like there is a lot of anti-Chinese sentiment harboring and rooted in a lot of the conversations. Okay, we're going to the phone line right now. Sorry, caller, I'm coming to you right now. Rooted in those conversations. And that's why I wanted to play the song to explore where it be reconciled these sentiments historically.
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, Ms. Green. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
Good. You and your guest. I want to ask your guest, what makes a song a good song? Is the lyrics, the playtime, or what makes a song a good song?
I would say what makes a song a good song is its ability to resonate. People can hear the words and understand what the musician is talking about and sort of get that experience from what he's trying to convey.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Relatability, okay, I would say. And that causes it to stand the test of time.
Okay, but you'll only be able to get that if you can hear the song play it.
Yes.
Yeah, but so. Then that does have something to do with the playtime then.
Yes, it does.
Okay. And another thing, too. Jamaicans are known for what? Reggae.
Mm-hmm.
Trinidadians are known for
calypso.
Calypso and
soca. Steel
soca.
Pan.
More soca than calypso.
Okay.
You know the Bahamian people have calypso, soca, kumbe, junkanoo,
steel pan.
Genre of music.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know Bahamian. Bahamian can hit you from every angle.
Uh-huh.
A Bahamian can take your song and turn it into a Junkanoo song and sing it better than you.
Mm-hmm.
Junkanoo let the dogs out.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's a good
Bahamian
example.
Bahamian people can switch your music and put it on you. Yes. But I'm going to continue listening because I'm here talking to somebody and I'm trying to tell them, I don't care how good your song is. If your song don't have play time, your song don't have no time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it right now.
You know, so we need a couple hours just bohemian music.
Mm-hmm.
By now, we have about 13 radio stations. They have one of them would play bohemian music all day. But they don't have no talking to say, well, who sings this
mm-hmm.
song?
Mm-hmm.
Then the song was written. Who, you know, so you still don't really get as much education on the song
yes.
as I think you should be getting.
Absolutely. Carla, thank you very much. I want to produce, I'm sending you a song to play right now because that caller inspired me. Thank you very much, Carla. Thank you. When we play it, I can tell you all about it. I know we are sort of running out of time. Okay, so I got that, and then maybe the one by Blind Blake from Cat Island. There we go. This song is called Florida by Johnny Cape. All right, you guys hear that song right there? That's Johnny Cake, Florida. Professor, you know what that song is about?
Yes, I do.
Tell me.
What's your take on it?
That song is about the young lady who went viral when she was in the airport. And she said, look, the only broke people is go to Miami. I in Florida. Right? And so, like the caller said, Bahamian music come to you from any angle.
Any angle.
You wouldn't know it's a Bahamian until you know it's a Bahamian.
Right.
And that, I love that song because he didn't treat her like the people wanted to treat her like a joke.
Mm-hmm.
And I took it a step further. Ministry of Tourism in Bahama, I got one idea. And I'm putting it out on the airways right now again.
Mm-hmm.
Only broke people is go to Bahama. I go to the Bahamas. Right?
Yes, but he is actually spoofing something that a lot of people used to say before.
Yeah. You know,
about, yeah, I go to Florida, not Miami.
They, yeah.
Not acknowledging that that's a part of it. Yeah, I found that funny about the song.
Right, but I loved it. It celebrates, it turns into something different. That's
yeah.
a hit song. That's
yeah.
That's a top-notch hip-hop
yeah.
song.
But I think, it goes back to what the caller was saying about, I think the word I would use for that is the cosmopolitanism of Bahamian music.
Mm-hmm.
You
okay.
know, we sometimes like to restrict it too much and say that it's reggae, it's gumbe. Yes, it is that, but it's so many other things. And that's mm-hmm. why in my series, I wanted to categorize musicians with all genres represented.
Yeah.
So there's hip hop artists there, there's Bahamian reggae artists, there's rap, there's classical artists.
Yeah.
Like the whole
jazz,
gospel. All of them are there. All of them are there.
All right. Yeah. Let's hit the text line, Ms. Green. Sometime back, those folks all of different sex preference stayed in the closet. The pepper was to find out who was who. That's their opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Another text says, great show as usual. Who Let the Dogs Out is a cover.
Yes.
It's an international song. And don't mind that young rapper talking about he give them. There's a rapper who's going around the place telling people that he gave Baham Man the who part.
Oh, really?
Yeah. And I was just like, buddy, you trying to not come back to the Bahamas, man.
Uh-huh. But that song was written by David Rutter.
Yeah.
And I actually emailed him after that to ask him what he thought about it. And he said he thought it was great. You turned that song into what it actually became.
Yeah. They made it into something
yeah.
more.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Here's a text. Congrats to you and the professor for bringing Bahamian music history to the forefront. These books should be in every educational institution in the Bahamas. Oh, don't worry. I got Pat Roll and Johnny Kemp on my list. They have to be on the list. Pat
mm-hmm,
Roll
definitely.
Is an unsung hero.
Yes.
Pat Roll is our Nat King Cole.
Mm-hmm.
No other artist can compare to his vocals, and no one is talking about Margie Barr.
Yes.
Yeah, we had a name, Margie Barr, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Made an amazing track called I Gonna Make It, Please Play.
Yeah.
I can find it.
Yes.
Many Bahamians do not know this song.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, cousin.
Yes.
Thank you, cousin. All right. Here's another text. Thanks for mixing and mingling with all the regular men in the street and the professor currently in your studio. I feel you.
Mm.
Like, because that's what it is. Some of the best music is coming from people you would. This one boy who's a handyman that made a COVID song on the playlist, and I was like, I just glad your friends believed in you so enough you could get this dream out. There's a song called ACR, Annual Confidential Report, which is a public service process. I mean, the best political song I ever heard.
Mm-hmm.
Person is of Haitian descent. I told him, let's not do the interview because I would hate to jeopardize your sort of career, what you doing.
Yes.
Because you made a good, right? But
right.
I mean, one more text. They say, boy, that song by Blaine Casper is a big tune. It's a love song. It's the sweetest song, and young people deserve to be in love too. And somehow, like our young men, like Casper is a young man who, he's make music for gangsters, man. He's make music for by them who's put their foot on the wall, right? They don't muggle, you know, they don't dance. They don't even muggle. And when you catch them smiling, it's the sweetest moment in the world. Mm. Only their mummies and they babies, right? And their grammies have that opportunity to see them vulnerable. And Casper's make music for bad man like that, right?
Yeah.
And it's beautiful. It's beautiful. It's contemporary.
Mm-hmm.
And I just loving them. Okay, I got two quick texts. Producer, play. I don't know. I want to play Mama Baker Johnny Cake, but I want to play Blind Blake. Blind Blake from Cat Island. Now, this is not the Blind Blake we usually talk about. This is another.
This is the Cat Island Blind Blake.
Right.
I know.
Who is blind?
There's another one.
Yeah. And he plays the guitar and the accordion at the same time. Mm-hmm. It's just a tiny snippet.
Yes.
I'm hoping we could get out there. Here's a text. Good morning, Aaron. We had a band while in college at Fort Valley State. Jacob McPhee was our lead vocalist with several other Bahamian members. We opened on weekends for weddings with Otis Redding songs. What a time we had. I could imagine. See, if y'all don't understand this thing, if I was in Ministry of Foreign Affairs, you know what our national superpower would be? Singing.
Yeah.
That's how we gonna espionage our way into all y'all foreign policies, singing.
Yeah.
We will see the Prime Minister going down there to Fiji. This place. Anyway, this is Blind Blake from Cat Island. If you touch that thing, your mama gonna know. We can't forget the accordion. Now, when you come back, maybe we could delve into the traditional sounds that grew up through the Bahamas.
And traditional music.
Yes,
definitely.
Absolutely. Old Phil Stubbs, we gonna have a time next time because you on that list. Definitely.
Yeah.
Let's listen to the music as we head out. Oh, producer, no, play the music. I got to read this. Guide Group and Going Places Travel want to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean's Serenade of the Seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right. No visa required. You have four ways to enter, four ways to win. One, fill out the form in the Nassau Guardian. Two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Four, make a purchase at Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27, 2025. Drawing on July 4th, 2025. So pack your bags, get ready to soak up the sun, and feel that ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare taxes and gratuities not included. Thank you, producer. Again, if you touch that thing, your mama gonna know. Y'all behave out there. Mind yourself, your P's and your Q's. Stay tuned. Guardian Radio AM with C.A. Nuri is up next.
Silent radio. And one more friend to spread it.
At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere. for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. That's 302-2300. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Streaming on guardiantalkradio.com and the Guardian Radio app. Nassau, Bahamas.